Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Plume, along with my co-host, the great American Judge Buster, Sherman Skolnick. Sherman's on assignment for this briefing. Joining me is Captain Eric May of Ghost Troop to give us another very important on-the-ground update. Eric May, welcome. Captain, welcome back to Cloak and Dagger.
Lieutenant Lenny, it's good to be here, and I thank you much for having us on again. It's been about a month and a half since the last time we talked to you, and the info war has moved rapidly. Ghost Troop has been engaged at all points on it, from Crawford to the 911 to B scenario to our new Operation Bono, Battle of New Orleans, where we're evaluating what happened down here close to us. I'm in Houston. New Orleans is the next city over.
Well, there certainly is a lot of new moon planning and all sorts of numerology behind the strategic plans these people make. Why don't you theme us in and bring us up to date?
Well, I'd say, Lenny, that we have to look at this as being part of a macro cycle that started back on 7-7. Now, you know, Ghost Troop, and I refer all your people to Ghost Troop, G-H-O-S-T-T-R-O-O-P, any search engine will bring it up. Ghost Troop was working a scenario called 911-2B, number 2, letter B, and which was on the idea that they were setting up another event, that was necessary for the geostrategic cycle where it stood this summer. So I predicted a 727 Texas City strike way back on 7-1, July 1st.
Right.
Then 7-7 London came in, and we knew then there was cultic permutation because 7-7, of course, is 7 times 11, so you get in all their numerological stuff off the get-go. Then they had the 7-2-1, you know, fire drill where they got to assassinate somebody in the street and tell everybody they loved them so much they were going to kill them. They did that on 7-2-1, another cult permutation, 7 and 7 times 3 is 21. And that led us into the 7-2-7 thing that we said was going to be down here in Houston because that was the easiest town to fix. We think largely because of our work with you on 7-28 that we abort-coded all that mess. But that's why they had a sudden explosion down at British Petroleum, Texas City, 728.
Right.
Lenny, that took us into this cycle where really the big part of August was spent in Crawford. Crawford, Cindy Sheehan took the strategic initiative away from Bush on the info war. So Bush was literally besieged when he was there and on the run when he wasn't. It was a strategic victory in the info war. Ghost Troop was there the last 2 weeks. I went up to relieve Cindy Sheehan's people or offer help to them on behalf of Ghost Troop. The Ghost Troop came in there with me, and that was when Cindy went away because they were saying she was guilty of anti-Semitism for implying that maybe Israeli foreign policy had something to do with Casey's death. So anyway, that brings us into the Battle of New Orleans, which we call Hurricane George, Hurricane George being what caused it. Right now we're playing the scenario out as Operation Bono, Battle of New Orleans. And we believe that it's weather-directed technology. We're not sure on the techniques involved, but I had my good cyber scouts do enough research on it that we're going to go with confidence with that scenario. I remind your listeners that Ghost Troop, if you refer to Captain May and published essays, you'll get my strategic analysis as a military expert for the Houston Chronicle after I've served on the general staff of the U.S. Army 75th Division. So I'm an expert in these fields, and my strategic analysis will show that I was one of those bright officers who called the war right from the get-go, which was to say, said it would be a loser, and wound up getting shut down and shut out. So in any case, we think that the Battle of New Orleans is weather-directed. We think that the 5 hurricanes last year in the Brother Jeb's backyard, including the one that went out into the Atlantic and did a loop-de-loop and came back, we think that was trying out the new technology for a ride and sending it over to Brother Jeb, who got the money from the government and didn't ask any questions about the dozens of people who got wasted. Straight up weather technology development, R&D. And we think that this thing came into New Orleans exactly to do a Nero on New Orleans. It was to do to New Orleans with water what Nero did to Rome with fire, got rid of the poor people. And by the way, to go the Antichrist motif and the cultness of it,
yeah.
What's the one thing God promised he wouldn't do again way back in Genesis? He swore he wouldn't do it with water, remember?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
It's an anti-Christian miracle. They've moved the storm in and drowned the black folks out of New Orleans. And don't think there aren't billions and billions to be made in the oil patch now. I've already had Republican friends out here on the bayous of Houston, Texas, telling me that, boy, they sure feel sorry for those darkies, but, you know, it's going to be great business.
And yeah, exactly. There's a lot of oil there to explore.
It's a payoff, man. It's a straight-up payoff. The one group that's been loyal to them has been the oil barons. The media has been hot and cold and is getting real nervous now that things are falling apart. but the oil barons are all Bush, and Bush is letting them profiteer right now with the high gasoline, and he's running the world basically with them at the front end with the military industrialists. It's straight up, you know, we've said before, it's the British-Yiddish axis, with the Yiddish part of it being the kind of rabid, Likudnik Zionists.
Exactly.
Being the kind of ghost troop word for it. And we say the crooked spine of this axis runs from London to New York to Tel Aviv. Except the bottom half of it gets hidden. It's good manners not to notice the bottom half, so nobody on TV talks about it.
And let's not...
That's who runs the TVs, right?
Yeah, and let's not forget the popish persons and the papacy and the city of Rome and Romeland security.
Oh, Lenny, I'm 10 miles down the road from Halliburton headquarters, man, and I feel like the Lone Ranger surrounded by many tribes of Indians. Send in the cavalry. The cavalry's getting tired. By the way, for your listeners, Ghost Troop is actually called Cyber Cavalry. We're named after the Ghost Troop, the 37th Cavalry, which was the first unit hit in the Battle of Baghdad. And one of our trademarks is clarifying to the public that Private Jessica Lynch wasn't the big thing going on in April of 2003. The big thing going on was men were dying to the tune of 1,000 of the 3rd Infantry Division and 37th Cavalry with the Mobile Expeditionary Division of the Marines. And that was all pasted over from April 5th through 7th with Jessica Lynch.
Right, it was just
so
another...
Ghost Troop got started.
Once again, everything on TV is a distraction from reality.
Yeah, it goes from distraction to deception. It's all a PSYOP. In military terms, it would be called a psychological operation or a PSYOP. And to acquaint your listeners a little bit with my background, which they can find exhaustively at the Ghost Troop introduction, I was a military intelligence guy going into the Cold War and going through the Cold War, but afterwards became a public affairs guy. So I know a lot about information and information manipulation. In fact, my specialty was Russian media. Я могу говорить по-русски немножко. So that's enough, Lenny. Go ahead.
Well, now, what new moon festivals are coming up, and what numerology will play a role in the next orchestrated tragedy, do you think?
Okay, we take Bono as being, Battle of New Orleans, as being opportunistic and bringing a garrison down to the south. Now 40,000 people, and mainstream America is just thrilled that martial law is the right thing, and two of the mainstream stations, ABC and CNN, are running headlines that say state of emergency. Which is not what a republic wants to have flashed up on its placards for the public to see, because, of course, it's programming for a major state of emergency event. So we play this through as a preparatory scenario. Our great dread is that the next cycle coming up is on 9-9, this Friday. To clarify, we think this whole summer activity, frenetic period, tied in the space shuttle and NASA, the Discovery. And NASA was coding through the Discovery by saying that the end of the launch window would be 9-9, September 9th. They never say the number is 9-9, but September 9th.
Right.
But what we're playing out is that that's the end of the natural cycle for pulling a coup off in America. The perfect time is the end of the first term when your numbers are low, and they did it last time, and we think they're getting ready to do it again. And what you do is you do it within the window when Congress is out of session. And when government is naturally at its most fragile and tenuous state anyway, then you strong arm in there. So right now we've got a garrison of 40,000 soldiers there, and God knows what's moving up and what they're going to do with it. And we think it's a real convenient time for Al-Qaeda, which we call Al-CIA, to do something down here and maybe pop off one of those fireworks that they keep telling us is not a matter of if, but just when.
Yeah.
We think that right now the period of 9-9 through 9-11, this weekend, Friday through Sunday, is the most hazardous numerological period the country has gone through since the 727 event, which we think we forestalled largely through your help, Lenny. And we thank you from the bottom of our souls for that. We think we saved Texas City, Texas. But in any case, we think that right now is a real crisis period, but if the Republic can survive this summer, so that this goes back into legislative session, we have no delusions about the quality of our legislative government in America right now. It's a sham and a shambles. But at least there are enough conflicting interests and enough cowards trying to cover their butts that maybe they'll tear each other apart and get to the bottom of it one way or another. That's the best hope right now for the stability of the North American continent. And we think right now the South, the Gulf Coast, is being mobilized and controlled by the military of the Southern Command. So our guess would be still we're going to the Houston, Texas Port Petro facility, center of Houston. We've played that out two times with Lenny in the last 2 years, and we've come in two times on it to within 1 day and 24 miles because British Petroleum, Texas City, Texas, blew on both of our predictions. Freak occurrence unless you play our scenario.
So we're
going to stay with Houston because we think it's the entity most compromised by Bush money, wealth, and influence.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick with Petroport because it's heavily seasoned with Illuminatus, Bush boys, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
The media is heavily controlled by what we call Nosy Party, which Nosy is an anagram for Zion, N-O-Z-I.
Right.
They're the ones who talk to sin to this world war, right?
Right.
The Nosies. So anyway, the Nosy Party controls the media out here. We think it's a great setup. We think it was meant to be the cover for a setup on Texas City on 727. We think that we abort-coded that, and we think that probably the best way out of this for the war cabal is to go ahead and go back and finish up what they didn't get finished. Same place. So there's our dreadful prediction.
Well,
and again,
well, they want to break.
As we love to be wrong, Lenny.
Well, oil is.
We like it when we're wrong. We really do.
Yeah, I know. Listen, oil is the backbone and the blood of this of their strength. Oil is necessary.
A word on that, Lenny. Since oil is the prize, the oil market started collapsing the day after you and I did that interview. I think the whole oil market was structured to anticipate the move by the war cabal to false flag attack Texas City, Texas, into World War III. So false flag nuke Texas City, Texas, and bring on World War III. They were running the exercise out of Fort Monroe, and they were doing a simulation out of Charleston, South Carolina. When they broke up Houston, they simultaneously had some freaky atmospheric stuff to break up this Charleston thing. So everybody went and skedaddled. We think that that event, the failure of that event to trigger the event that the world market was anticipating, especially the oil markets,
yeah,
brought up what you got the next day, the 29th, which was the highest increase in premium gas prices, futures, since the last time Gulf Troop anticipated the British Petroleum explosion, which was on 3/30/2004. 33, by the way, being their high Illuminatus number, right? 3/30. Same day that Hinckley tried to shoot Bush. I mean, they can't get it out of the system, man. Anyway.
Now, let me ask you, so are we witnessing behind the scenes, behind the scenery of the global theater here, we're witnessing a number of battles going on for a control of the planet, for control of the world, for power.
Right. They're getting engaged with white knight units like Ghost Troop. They're getting engaged by white knight heroines like Cindy Sheehan. Hey, man, the SS told her they were going to run her down the first night. You know, they phrased their way around it with a miss, make sure you don't get run over, ha-ha, type thing. But it was pretty clear. You know, the Bush redneck shot bullets up in the air out there. The boys came out and ran over crosses with pickup trucks. And by the way, there's a photo of me. If they look for Captain May on Google, there's a photo of me out there doing my daily push-ups. I was the guard of Camp Casey, like captain of the guard.
Really?
Guarding the crosses. I'm doing my push-ups on my knuckles in the concrete. It's kind of a cool, you know, I'm a black belt, so that's how I do my push-ups.
Anyway, wow, okay.
We think that right now we're coming up on this 9-9 landing, and it's pregnant with implication, because remember, they've run 3-3, meaning 3-30, the Hinckley assassination attempt and the BP Texas 2004 thing.
Yep.
They've run 7-7 London. They tried to run 7-2-7, which just means the second 77 in Texas City, Texas. They ran a 3-2-3 BP, which is the second 33. Get it? 3-2-3.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a British Petroleum thing, too. They have a fetish for numbers, and now they're coming up on 9-9. And the way they went 3-3 and 7-7, man, they got to be auto-stimulated for 9-9. That's just the way they work.
Yeah, exactly.
So 9-9 is 9 times 11. You know, the more they can feel like they're the smart guys and nobody has the wit to figure it out. They're typical gangs, Lenny. I used to teach inner-city gangs in Houston. You know, my life has been up and down and all around.
Right.
And I taught inner-city gangs, and I learned how they think. And this is exactly how they think.
Yeah.
They all run codes.
Thugs. They're just thugs. They're just thugs.
Right. Well, that's exactly
narcotics
exactly
thugs.
They're
just like Dick Tracy, flathead and mumbles.
That's all the Nazis were, man. That's all the communists were under Stalin. In other words, thugs routinely come into controlled countries. You know, the Founding Fathers, the idea that the Founding Fathers would be looking at the Republic being threatened by an idiot named George who got the job by inheritance from his father. I mean, King George come back to crap on America. And that's why Bush gave him New Orleans, man. That was to appeal to the British end of the Masonic thing. where they wanted to show that they were so sick into it that they zapped their own country with new technology. Right there in New Orleans where Andy Jackson ran out the Brits, right? You know, what a diabolical thing to conceive of, but how can we not think of it with this bunch?
Yeah.
They try to do the most hideous, macabre things they can to make people afraid of them. They're a dark force, man. They're a real dark force. So what you're saying is that the info war is heating up, and the info war is the war, y'all. The war is the info war. The reason I went from doing above-ground military analysis was that I was done with that in the summer of 2003. Any officer of note who had experience could see the war was lost because it had gone from Blitz to Vietnam in 3 months. The war now is in the info war, getting the word out about what's really up around the media whores, the camp followers of King George. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the speech, man.
That's it. The info war, in the information age, in the age of information overload, icons and information and images are how we fight battles.
Right, exactly, and that's why these devils declared the culture cop. Lenny, who's the husband of the whole thing? The nosy party, which we call the Zionist influence, who better would understand the Nazi techniques? And
yep.
Who better could use them and not ever get accused of it because everybody's scared to death to say it? They're using exactly the Nazi techniques, all the way to the point of building concentration camps like Gitmo to simulate Dachau, man. You know, Abu Ghraib to simulate your step towards Auschwitz. Your out-of-country concentration camp. They knew this crap going in, man.
Yeah.
The greatest chutzpah was for them to say they were proclaiming a culture comp when that meant the very process of cultural manipulation that led to their ultimate doom in mid-century Germany. That was a crazy idea from the start. But there it is. It's been done. The media mobilized like it was marching in goose step between Herr Bush.
Yeah.
And they did, man. That's why we call them the nosies. They had their nose right between his cheeks the whole time. And they were nudging him forward, too, because they wanted a war. They wanted a war so the aristocrats could hug up to the oil barons across the pond, and so that the Israeli contingent could have basically a mercenary army in there, just like King George's Hessians. Fighting a territorial beast that they didn't have any part of.
And, of course, remember, Israel is controlled by Jerusalem, and the king of Jerusalem is King Juan Carlos, the king of Spain, and the crowned heads of Europe rule, and the Chiripitor, along with the throne of Spain, the king of Jerusalem, are mobilizing the troops and the military of the planet for a big, big battle at Armageddon.
Well, man, we'll be there. We'll be there. That's Ghost Troop 37 Cyber Cavalry, and we'll be there at Armageddon because all the white knights are going to show up. You know, that's what it's going to take to unplug it. And now that we know what's going on, it's just time to shut it down, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, to get
the only way I keep my recruitment going up is by winning InfoWar battles. And our recruitment continues to go up, and we make good friends like Lenny and Sherman, and it's because we know how to fight and win in the InfoWar. And you need to do it by direct engagement, calling these guys up, staying within the Constitution, but attacking their infrastructures and their firewalls by confronting them. Say, ask them when the hell they're going to tell the truth about Baghdad Airport. Baghdad Bob said there were 300 dead and they'd taken it back on April 5th. Well, that is a lie. The sources I get at Camp Casey who were there said there were only 200 dead. Why the hell didn't the American public hear that story? You want to hear the worst one of the whole bunch, Lee?
Yeah.
Casey Sheehan died April 4th, 2004. You dig?
Yep.
Beginning of April.
Yep.
The Battle of Baghdad, which is when I mobilized for the InfoWar, when they covered over what it took to take Baghdad for King George with Jessica Lynch so he could have a nice parade at the 1st of May, and no one would know that 1,000 guys got waxed. All right. That was April 5th, 2003. That was 1 year before, one day less than 1 year before, the day Casey got killed in Sauter City. All right? The fact that the intelligence officers at the basic level of troop operations didn't know that there had been a battle in Baghdad, that all that was classified, that no one was talking about it, that everyone was trying to screw up everyone's head so no one would know what happened? The Iraqis knew it happened, man, so they were loaded for bear when O'Casey got on the truck with, what, 19, 20 other Marines, overloaded deuce and a half, no armor, can't come to Port Arms because they're so crowded. They didn't know that they were going into hostile territory when the hostiles had a reason to celebrate. Because 1 year before, the Iraqi insurgency bloodied the U.S. Cavalry enough that Boy George pulled the plug on the Constitution, and the media went with him. So from that day forward, they had won the war. They'd made the country betray its own foundation, its Constitution. So the Iraqis had something to celebrate and a whipping to put on us, and our boys didn't know it was coming because the truth was blacked out by the media. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm following. It's another,
the omission of that bit of intelligence from those boys on the ground, April 4th, 2004, when Casey got it, the inability of the Army and the chain of command to say something because it mucked up the PR picture made it such that those boys didn't have a clue that they were coming up with a one-year anniversary of an insurgency victory of sorts, where obviously the insurgency would want to do it again.
Yeah.
That's how wars go, right?
Exactly.
There was a Tet 68, but there was a Tet 69, too. It just wasn't as good as the original one. Well, there was a Battle of Baghdad, April of 2003, and doggone it, the insurgency didn't blow up all around the center of Baghdad and the Shiite, the Sunni territories, provinces in Iraq during that same period. But nobody gave the boys the intelligence they needed. You know, we're winding up because we're carrying...
Another 9/11, the military stand down and hide the information.
Information's getting hidden and people are getting killed. And, of course, that's the whole story of the war, man. If people go to my published essays, that's Captain May, published essays, you'll find them. You'll see my first one on there is a 1992 piece right after Desert Storm where I said that if we went into Iraq, we'd get wasted. It turned into Vietnam. We'd wind up propping up a new cutthroat and pulling out of Baghdad and be glad to get out and happy and lucky. So what has happened was so anticipatable, so avoidable. And what enrages me is that when I wrote that piece in 92, I got moved into the general staff for writing that piece because everybody was so proud of me for talking sense because it happened to be what George Herbert Walker Bush was saying when he gave a reason as to why I wasn't going to go on and take Baghdad in 91. Well, the same people who praised that piece and me to the skies for writing it, 11 years later, all turned around and backed this war. You know, somehow they unlearned everything they used to know and relearned everything they used to know was dumb. It's amazing. It's a force of history. I guess I was out of the picture. Maybe I would have turned around too, but I was out of the picture and I stuck to what I knew in 1992.
Well, listen, we're running skinny on time, but we're going to start having you back more regularly.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. Y'all are a flagship station to us, Lenny. You've been with me all the way back from the days when all we talked about was Battle of Baghdad cover-up, and you've seen us work in the numerological research and analysis and prediction, better prediction than analysis probably. Y'all are better at analysis and a lot of other things. And now you've seen us fight the Battle of 9-1-1 to be, where we claimed that the British Petroleum Texas City explosion of 728 was in fact a false flag aborted by Ghost Troop. We invite you to go to Ghost Troop on the your favorite server to look all that up. And of course I encourage you to look many different things up. Ghost Troop has been all over the info war. Not because we wanted to go, but because the events called us.
Beautiful.
Always that way.
Well, you guys are doing a magnificent job updating consciousness.
We have to stop, but y'all catch up with us, help us. You beat down the walls of Jericho on your side, and we'll come charging through cavalry, Lenny. That's what we do.
Sounds great, and we'll look forward to having you back real soon, and hopefully as things develop on a current event by orchestrated tragedy by orchestrated tragedy, we'll start to have you on, because you guys are certainly connecting the dots, and you're batting 1,000 as usual. So, Captain May, it just...
9-9 through 9-11, Red Alert International. Those are red letter days.
Well,
those are straight out of the apocalypse, y'all. Keep an eye out for us.
This is September 6th, Tuesday, and it's 7:30 Central Time. Tuesday, September 6th, we'll have you back in a few days to discuss about how the planets are lining up. Remember that line from the movie Patton. He said, I've got precisely, Patton was standing beside his tank with his map on the fender of the tank spread out. And he's going, I've got precisely the right instrument at the precisely the right time, but all I need is a few miserable barrels of gasoline. And the planets won't be lining up like this for another 1,000 years. So let's follow the lining up of the planets, and hopefully we'll be able to pull the plug on the fascist element that took control of the United States. certainly by November 22nd, 1963. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lenny, you're like the supply line that keeps the armored column of ghost troop cyber warfare going. It's media like you who give us time, who let us get our message out. But y'all have taken us from 1.5 million hits when we started Operation 911 to be to 3 million now. So y'all are the logistics, man. And you got involved. I'm telling your people, you got combat promoted up to lieutenant for your courage under fire when we were doing the 728 interviews.
Well, thanks very much.
I hope you'll be proud of forever.
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud to be, I'm very proud to be a lieutenant in your information army and keep an eye on this cosmic jokester that's speeding the planet up imperceptibly. And so my closing remarks, as always, are read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Captain Eric May, it's a real honor having you on here, giving us and sharing us your treasury of wisdom and knowledge and experience, and we'll look forward to having you back again real soon in a few days.
Pleasure, Lieutenant Lenny, as always.
Good night.
Good night.
When the legend becomes fact, print the legend.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
What's a conspiracy notion out there? How much influence do you have? Was it you and your fellow neoconservatives that created the momentum towards overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Nobody does a thing in this town without our approval.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.